Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to meet NCC cadets, tableau artists and tribal guests of Republic Day celebrations 2025 in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh flags off battlefield surveillance system Sanjay in New Delhi. Prominent leaders of major political parties hit streets to garner votes as campaigning intensifies for Delhi Assembly polls. US federal judge temporarily blocks President Trump's order to end birthright citizenship, calling it blatantly unconstitutional. And in Australian Open tennis, Alexander Zverev enters men's singles final after Novak Djokovic retires mid-match due to injury. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet NCC cadets, NSS volunteers, Youth Exchange Program cadets, tableau artists and tribal guests of Republic Day celebrations 2025 in New Delhi today. A program has been organized at the Prime Minister's residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Marg, where Mr. Modi will interact with the tableau artists who work behind the curtains, as well as the NCC cadets who will participate in the Republic Day parade this year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today flagged off battlefield surveillance system Sanjay in New Delhi. This surveillance system will enhance battlefield transparency and transform the future battlefield as it is equipped with state-of-the-art sensors and cutting-edge analytics. It will be inducted in the Indian Army in 3 phases, starting from March this year. According to the Defence Ministry, it proves to be a force multiplier in intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. This would enable commanders to operate in both conventional and sub-conventional operations in a network-centric environment. Its induction will be a big leap towards data and network centricity in the Indian Army. Sanjay has been indigenously and jointly developed by the Indian Army and Bharat Electronics Limited. The system has been developed at a cost of 2,402 crore rupees. Battlefield surveillance system Sanjay will be the key attraction during the upcoming Republic Day parade on Kartavya Path. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur was a real statesman and he was a visionary politician who took various reformative steps which forayed Bihar into the realm of new social renaissance. Addressing the 101st birth anniversary ceremony of Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur at Karpuri Gram in Samastipur today, the Vice President said that implementation of reservation for social justice, education in mother tongue, and promotion of inter-caste marriage was some of the prominent revolutionary steps he introduced in Bihar, which shows his great statesmanship.
जाति धर्म और वर्ग से ऊपर उठकर समानता को दृष्टिगत रखते हुए विकास को संपन्न करते थे। आज केंद्र से लेकर बिहार तक की सरकारें उनके सपनों को आगे बढ़ा रही है, उनकी वाई वाई हो रही है। आज प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी किशन मोड में हर घर में पाइप के पानी, हर घर में गैस कनेक्शन, हर घर में शौचालय, हर घर में बिजली, ऐसा संपन्न करने वाली जनहितैषी नीतियों को जुनून के साथ लागू कर रहे हैं। गत 10 वर्षों में भारत ने जो विकास का हाल देखा है वो दुनिया में बेमिसाल है। किसी भी देश ने इतनी बड़ी प्रगति नहीं देखी जितनी गत 10 वर्ष में भारत ने देखी है।
Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh, Governor Bihar Arif Mohammad Khan, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai, Union Ministers Bhagirath Chaudhary and Ramnath Thakur were also present at the function. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid tributes to former Bihar Chief Minister Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Thakur dedicated his entire life to social justice and made many efforts in this direction. He added that Mr. Thakur's life and ideals will continue to inspire every generation of the country. 10 opposition MPs have been suspended from today's meeting of the Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 following a ruckus. Sources said they include Kalyan Banerjee of TMC, A. Raja of DMK, Congress MPs Nasir Hussain and Imran Masood, as well as Muhibullah of Samajwadi Party. Later, BJP MP Aparajita Sarangi questioned the opposition members for their conduct in the meeting. Talking to media after the meeting, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey said, "Today the opposition's thoughts and views are exposed."
मीरवाइज वहां बैठे रहे, मीरवाइज के सामने इन लोगों ने हंगामा किया। जेपीसी का समय विंटर सेशन के लिए था, मैंने आज कहा कि विंटर सेशन के लिए भी समय था तो उसको एक्सटेंड किया गया। अपोजिशन जो मेजोरिटी है उसकी आवाज को दबाना चाहती है, हल्ला हंगामा करती है या किसी विषय पर बात नहीं करना चाहती है, और 27 की मीटिंग जो है सभी लोगों का मतलब मैक्सिमम मेजोरिटी ऑफ मेंबर्स जो है उनका ये सजेशन है कि 27 की मीटिंग होनी चाहिए और मुझे लगता है कि चेयरमैन वही डिसाइड करेंगे, 27 की मीटिंग होगी।
On the other hand, Mr. Banerjee said the subject of the meeting was changed. He alleged that they are trying to hurry things up in view of Delhi elections. He also criticized the chairman. The JPC comprises 21 members from the Lok Sabha and 10 from the Rajya Sabha. As Delhi gears up for the upcoming assembly elections on the 5th of next month, leaders from all major political parties have intensified their efforts to woo the voters. More from our correspondent.
From rallies and roadshows to door-to-door campaigns, prominent leaders from BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are actively engaging with the electorate to gain support in favor of their candidates. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami is scheduled to address a public rally in Baljeet Nagar of Patel Nagar constituency this evening. Senior BJP leader and former Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur will hold multiple public meetings in Mangolpuri, New Delhi and Dwarka constituencies. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party's national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will conduct road shows in Najafgarh, Uttam Nagar and Dwarka constituencies. Meanwhile, the senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is scheduled to hold a mega rally in Madhipur constituency in favour of party candidate J.P. Pawar. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today highlighted that biometric authentication is a promising innovation that not only minimizes impersonation and multiple voting, but also ensures that votes cast belong to the rightful owner. He made these remarks while addressing election management bodies on the second day of a two-day conference organized by the Election Commission of India in New Delhi. He said that EVMs are instrumental in speeding the voting process, reduce human errors, and ensure quicker vote tallying process.
As we turn our focus today to the future of elections, we are not merely engaging in an intellectual exploration, but assuming a collective responsibility to shape the destiny of electoral democracies worldwide. This is no gracious gesture, but an honest duty of all of us. That's our core duty to maintain the fairness, transparency, and accessibility, inclusivity in the elections without inducement.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will hold the Halwa ceremony, the final stage of the Union Budget preparation process, today in New Delhi. As per the convention, she will be joined by the Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, secretaries and senior officials during the ceremony. The Union Budget 2025-26 will be presented in the Parliament on the 1st of next month. The Halwa ceremony marks the beginning of lockdown at the Finance Ministry, after which no official is allowed to leave the ministry compound. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. In Maharashtra, one person was killed and seven others were injured in a blast at an ordnance factory at Bhandara this morning. As per the preliminary information, a total of 13 workers were working in the shift of ordnance factory as the roof collapsed following an explosion. The injured have been shifted to a hospital in Nagpur and Bhandara for treatment. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh extended condolences over the death in the blast in the ordnance factory. In a social media post, the minister said, "The rescue teams are deployed at the site and all efforts are being made to provide assistance to those who are affected." Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis, also prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, announced that a global Thirukkural conference would soon be held in New Delhi, with the government actively making preparations for this prestigious event. Inaugurating the International Conference on Hypnosis Across Lifespan, Promotion, Prevention and Intervention at Pondicherry University today, The minister mentioned government initiatives like One Nation, One Subscription and the Anusandhan National Research Foundation as steps to strengthen India's research and development ecosystem.
On One Nation, One Subscription to provide national-wide access to scholarly e-journals across STEM, medical, management, social sciences, and humanities disciplining. Approximately 1.5 crore students, faculties, and researchers will benefit from across to over 13,000 journals from 13 publishers, including top global publishers. So this program will strengthen our research and development area for the research scholars as well as the faculty.
Indian Railways has made robust arrangements on the premises of all the railway stations under the Prayagraj division to provide medical services to the devotees in case of health issues. Railways has not only rolled out extensive arrangements to cater to the heavy rush of devotees during the ongoing Mahakumbh, but it is also fully geared up to deal with any medical emergency.
Talking to Akashwani News, Chief Public Relations Officer, North Central Railway, Shashikant Tripathi said that in view of the possibility of huge rush of devotees on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya on the 29th of this month during Mahakumbh 2025, medical teams and paramedical staff will remain fully active. He informed that a total of 34 medical booths equipped with doctors and paramedical staff are functional at Prayagraj Junction and 8 other railway stations.
Lagbhag pratyek platform pe hamari मेडिकल की टीम विद डॉक्टर्स विद पैरामेडिकल स्टाफ और प्राथमिक चिकित्सा की जो भी मेडिसिन और जो भी इक्विपमेंट है उनके साथ उपलब्ध है प्रयागराज जंक्शन और जिसके आसपास के 8 स्टेशन और हैं इनमें मिला के हमारे 34 medical booths संचालित हो रहे हैं.
Mr. Tripathi also informed that observation rooms have been set up at 5 stations including Prayagraj Junction, Naini, Subedarganj and Prayag Station to deal with any medical emergency. Mr. Tripathi said these observation rooms are equipped with facilities of 4 to 6 beds and will work like mini ICUs.
Railway premises में चिकित्सा के पूरे मुस्तैदी के साथ प्रावधान किए गए हैं. हमारे डॉक्टर्स, हमारे स्टाफ पूरी तरह से लोगों की सेवा के लिए, लोगों को चिकित्सा सेवा प्रदान करने के लिए लगे हुए हैं.
Apart from these arrangements, ambulances have also been deployed in the railway premises. With Anand Kumar's report from Prayagraj, Swati Rukheja for Akashwani News.
National Girl Child Day is being celebrated across the nation today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion. In the Saif Ali Khan attack case, Bandra Magistrate Court has sent the accused Muhammad Sharifur Islam Shehzad to police custody till the 29th of January. Yesterday, Mumbai police recorded a statement of the actor on the January 16 attack case. In the United States, a federal judge yesterday temporarily blocked President Donald Trump's executive order denying U.S. citizenship to the children of parents residing in the country illegally or on temporary visas. U.S. District Judge John Coffenauer issued a 14-day temporary block, calling it blatantly unconstitutional during the first hearing in a multi-state effort challenging the order. In Australian Open tennis, second seed German Alexander Zverev has advanced to the men's singles final after 7th seed Novak Djokovic retired during their semi-final match at the Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne today. In a shocking move, the 10-time Australian Open champion Djokovic was forced to retire due to an injury after losing the first set 7-6. In women's singles final tomorrow, world number one Belarusian Arina Sabalenka will face Madison Keys of US in Melbourne. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to meet NCC cadets, tableau artists and tribal guests of Republic Day celebrations 2025 in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh flags off battlefield surveillance system Sanjay in New Delhi. Prominent leaders of major political parties hit streets to garner votes as campaigning intensifies for Delhi Assembly polls. US federal judge temporarily blocks President Trump's order to end birthright citizenship, calling it blatantly unconstitutional. And in Australian Open tennis, Alexander Zverev enters men's singles final after Novak Djokovic retires mid-match due to injury. And with that, we end the midday news.